Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Welcome to the podcast. And if you missed today's show, well, here's what happened.
2/3 of us believe that money will bring you happiness. So we know that's not really true because, you know, you keep buying and you're buying it. It's a constant thing you're trying to feed, and you buy to make yourself happy. It's a cycle and you never really get there. So how do you, have you realized that's not true? And how did you get there? What made you happy? Or maybe you're never happy.
Oh, no.
What is it? What's the end result for you? 888-888-9976. Charles is with us from Surprise, Arizona. How about yourself?
People are always chasing happiness. So they think that money is the key to happiness. You know, money might buy happiness for that short period of time, but it'll never bring you joy. Joy is the biggest thing. That is, you want joy in your life. And that's what Jesus provides. He provides that joy, that so you have the money and it'll satisfy your happiness possibly for that minute, but you're always chasing it. Money never really satisfies that happiness, and money can never buy joy. And joy is what you want rather than the happiness that everyone thinks is the most important thing.
Well, that's a good point. Happiness is temporary. Mm-hmm. Joy
yes.
lasts.
That's right.
Joy
that's
lasts.
Good.
Because you want that joy, and money can't buy joy.
Yep.
Joy is satisfying. It's like you're not leaning for the next shiny thing.
Right. Yes. That's good.
Yeah, I like that.
And what is down in your heart? I got the joy. We're talking about money today. So a lot of people think that money buys happiness. In fact, according to this research, 2/3 of us do. So how has God helped you in that area? 888-888-9976. Bonnie is with us. How about yourself?
I've got to admit, happiness I've had with money, but I have really more joy with money.
Oh.
And the joy comes with giving it to others.
Mm.
And God has provided for us. And in the abundance that He's provided, it's such a blessing to be able to give to others. That's where I get my joy in having money.
I like that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. My wife and I have this agreement that whenever I have a friend or she has a friend or we come across a need and someone needs money, we usually consult each other, but we have an agreement that you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is fun. It just feels good. When, like, Becky will say, hey, so-and-so's, you know, they got this thing going on. Can we give? And I'm like, well, yeah, whatever. You know, whatever you want to do. You know, and it's like, oh, it just felt good to do it. It just feels great to know you're helping somebody else and to know that God loves that. It just, I mean, yeah, that's joy. That just is pure. And on the other end, it's like, yeah. That's why we're here, right? To help one another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. To encourage and to support each other.
Right.
And, you know, and to be thankful for what God has given and to be able to give is just such a blessing.
Yeah.
Doesn't always have to be the big things either. I mean, think about the paying for the person behind you and how you look in the rearview mirror and you pause just a little bit as you pull forward because you want to just see that look on their face of joy. And that gives us joy. So God just intended that we would care for each other that way. So, yeah.
Amen.
So anyway, that's how I get joy and money. I like Hobby Lobby, though, too. I don't want to say
it. Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Good morning. Jenny's with us. Hello.
Hi. I was calling about the sweet little things you do for your kids before they get to school in the morning.
Yeah, this guy, he writes little cartoons like on a napkin for his kids as they head off to school. So what do you do for your kids?
So my son goes to school after everybody's already left, like he's not even awake before we leave. So every morning I write a little prayer on a small little notebook paper on the counter when he comes down the stairs. And that way it's a little prayer for him to start his day and he can be filled with God's love and my love, and aww, I pray over him and pray for his day.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so sweet.
That's neat.
Is beautiful.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wake up and have this prayer.
My mom, when I was very difficult to wake up, she would get a tepid washcloth and she would just wipe my face as she prayed over me in the morning to like gently wake me up, and I would wake up hearing her praying over me for the day.
Wow, Misty.
Wow, what a gift.
No,
it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, you know, like washing their feet type thing. Yeah. Like just, yeah, I love it.
Misty woke up with angels singing around her. Fabby Life Radio, it's Kankle, Fritz, and Friends. Time for that good news of the day. Hey, if you got good news, we got to hear your story. Call right now, 888-888-9976. So tell us what's going on.
Well, this morning, me and my daughter drive to work and school. She got in trouble yesterday, so I had to discipline her, take away her electronics for the day, and, you know, she thought about things.
Okay.
So she was upset, of course, I could tell, but I didn't give in to her. As we were going to school this morning, she was quiet for a bit, and then she started talking. She asked me, she's like, Mom, do you feel rich? And, you know, I sat there for a second. Are you wealthy? And I thought about it. I said, yeah, even though I'm not a billionaire, you know, money-wise, I am rich with God's love. I am wealthy with his salvation, and I'm rich with Jesus. And she sat there, she listened to me, and then after that, she said, Mom, have you ever considered preaching?
Oh.
I said, do you hear what I'm talking to you when I talk to you about God? And she said, yeah. She goes, I understand when you tell me things that I need to hear and what I need to learn. It made me happy in my heart. It made me joyful.
So you're joyful because your sort of rebellious teenage daughter, you're realizing she is listening to you.
Yeah. You know, for her to ask me that question, it never came to my mind. Maybe God's putting something in front of me that I need to open my eyes more and possibly do.
Yeah. What a preacher is specifically in the Bible, it's someone who tells the good news.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm glad we're talking to somebody that's just loaded. So rich.
Uh-huh. Yes, I am so loaded.
Have you ever taken a cat to the vet and find out there was absolutely nothing wrong with it? So this person took their cat to the vet thinking there's an issue. It was ended up being a kitten. Nothing wrong. It was just fat. Because it just got really, really big out of nowhere. But there was nothing really wrong at all. It was just a fat cat. Hello, what we can do for you?
This is Gail calling from Los Lunas, New Mexico. You're talking about fat animals.
Yes, Gail.
I used to have a cat that weighed 20 pounds. His tail was 2.5 feet long. Living in New Mexico, he looked like a giant tumbleweed with a tail.
Wow.
Well, he discovered that the neighbors had a doggy door. So every time he'd go over there, they'd feed him.
Oh, dear.
And he was so big that an owl came and tried to pick him up and carry him off and couldn't get him off the ground.
Well, that's one way to safeguard yourself against being eaten by a predator.
Right.
Yeah. Haven't you guys seen the t-shirt that says, eat dessert, fat people don't get kidnapped often?
No. I've got joy down
in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call at 888-888-9976.
I was singing in my car the day before yesterday on my way home from work, and the lady pulled up beside me, put her window down, and she said, you're listening to Family Life Radio, aren't you? And I said, sure am. Then we waved and she left.
Oh, that's fun.
That's the best.
Aw, I like that.
You know, and since you're both listening to Family Life Radio, you just had a family reunion.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Oh, who brought the potato salad?
That's right. We have been having the funniest conversation with Gail. Can you repeat the statement that you said earlier, Gail? Pretty funny. Go ahead and say that again.
eat dessert. Fat people don't get kidnapped often.
You know, there's lots of forms of self-defense.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm going to tell myself every meal yeah. now. This is for my own protection.
There you go. Eat dessert.
Yes. That's hilarious. I'm safe, you guys.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. You guys, too. Thank you for all you do and for your wonderful music.
Aww.
And God bless you all.
God bless you, too. And have another piece of cheesecake.
Yeah, right.
We sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. Invite you to like us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.